Everything's against me and it's got me down. If I jumped in the river, I would probably drown. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive. These shabby shoes I'm wearing all the time, they're full of holes and nails. Brother, if I stepped on a worn-out dime, I bet a nickel I could tell you if it was head or tail.
Lemon face.
Brett, so you want to start a ska band?
Pick it up.
What?
Oh, he could be the rhythm. He could be the rhythm section and the horn section at the same time.
Just fucking straight autism.
Hell yeah.
Hell yes.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the episode 306 of the Who Goes There podcast. I've done that 2 weeks in a row now. I'm clearly unable to do a podcast anymore. Good night.
Oh, don't say that. No, man. We love you. You do great.
This is Jorge.
Buenos ding dong diddly diaz. This is the Matt.
For the life of me, I cannot remember what made us think that we were wise and we'd never compromise. For the life of me, I cannot believe we'd ever suck on these dicks. You were merely freshmen.
There it is.
We were merely freshmen.
Let me correct that. We were freshmen.
Oh, this is Rhett.
He sucked on the dicks of freshmen.
So, how have you guys been?
I feel like a weight's been lifted off my shoulders after the last hour or so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You feel a little lighter, huh?
Good with the Lord
I feel like a lot of rage has left my body.
So, this last weekend, we got to meet a few of our patrons. Well, we got to meet a few. And re-meet some of our Patreon homies. We got to fucking meet Moon Boy.
flew across the fucking continental United States with his views to view Godzilla vs. Kong.
We got to meet Dane.
Yep.
From the Instagram Dane. Fame. Yep.
That was the other gentleman's name? I didn't know.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's Dane. And Caligula.
Yep.
And she had the lead singer of Daughters on her shirt. That was deep. And Hans seems like a really nice guy.
I told you.
Hans was coming from a fucking fucked work week. I gotten off an hour before, and I was in no mood to have a civil war with Moon Boy.
Right? And you didn't have to.
But there wasn't any bloodshed, so it was good.
Look, man, despite all the views.
No, it seemed really
Moon
fun.
Boy.
Yeah. I told you, Hans is one of my favorite people in the entire world. Hans is a fucking beautiful unicorn.
You know, you
that
say
can really
that,
do no
but
wrong.
But Hans, you're real quiet.
That's just because he's high. When he gets real high, he gets real quiet. It's funny because like you'll ask him a question, he'll just stare at you smiling for 30 seconds and then just go.
He's on a journey, dude.
We all went to a restaurant to have like a couple beers and some food before the movie we watched.
Yeah, dude was not happy.
That fella was not happy with us, dude. He had to deal with Moon Boy for like 30 minutes before we all
by
showed
himself.
Up. This guy,
you roll in, you're like, I need a table for 10, and then you're sitting there by yourself for 30 minutes.
Damn.
He kept counting the seats as if we weren't aware that we were short a few people. It was the funniest fucking thing,
yep.
Man.
And then people come in and just order fries, and he's like, I'm not getting a tip on this table. Fuck.
We tipped him well. He was a dumb shit.
I didn't tip him shit because I didn't pay, so.
Okay.
Works for me.
You don't have to fucking say that. Just act like you tipped him.
No, because I didn't pay. Why would I tip if I didn't pay?
You're like George Washington.
Plus, automatic tipping is for the birds, dog.
Oh, shit.
Not going to get into that right now, but you want to push that button? Fucking go off.
You're Steve Buscemi and Reservoir Dogs.
Go off. I'll go off on that tangent.
Well, now that things have opened up slightly and we're all getting our vaccine views on.
Now I just got to find more excuses.
We're
going to
start having more cool Patreon meetups. So, Matthew, why don't you talk about Patreon right off the get?
All right. Like a scrotum, here it is in a nutshell. The show isn't free, but it does cost a little bit of money. Money that we don't want to pay because we already spend our time doing
doing this. So that's where you come in. You enjoy the show that we're putting out. You want us to keep putting out this show. Why don't you head on to patreon.com/whogoestherepodcast, open up your wallet, take out your credit card, punch those numbers in, and send us a little bit of money. Or you can send us a lot of bit of money. There's a $500 tier on there, but that's kind of like a joke, unless it's not.
I can't believe you did that.
Elon Musk is going to give us $500.
In return, Tom, come give us $500, bruh.
Where you at? Roll through. Yeah.
Stop watching shitty movies. And we'll give you exclusive content, bonus episodes, like the episodes we just recorded on 2021's Mortal Kombat and Willow. We'll also give you exclusive merchandise and, you know, cool stuff like when we rent out a fucking theater and show movies. Also, we put it back into the community, supporting horror artists, horror filmmakers and authors and all kinds of stuff. So support us while we support other people. Patreon.com/whogoestherepodcast.
Yas, yas, yas.
Wow.
Woo.
That was something, man.
That was something. Good for you. Good for you.
Hell yeah. Just for the listener too, he was doing what is best practice. He's pantomiming while he's talking and it really helps the delivery.
This ain't my first rodeo.
Helps him project.
No. Yeah.
Right.
And enunciate.
See,
properly.
you can speak, what is the word? I can't remember it. It's like extemporaneously, something like that.
I get my best stuff.
Yeah. I have to. That's how, like, it's fucking like I'm casting
You gotta use your chest voice, not your nose voice.
Say it with your chest. Little ass bitch.
So, Matthew, how you been?
Good, man. I had a real shit week.
A real shit.
Yeah, you know. Battling the good old depression again.
Hell yeah.
Having those times where you just want to drive your car off a fucking cliff, but then you don't because then you realize you'll probably live and then just be paralyzed and then that would really suck. Yeah,
that's true.
But yeah, like you said, we got to have the fucking movie night and meet.
It felt oddly cathartic,
like magic,
getting out and like seeing normal people in a normal setting. It was fucking
leave the house, go to a restaurant, and then be able to go to the theater immediately afterwards. Like that, it feels alien at this point. Yeah, you know, like weird. It's been a whole year,
and then being able to yeet some fucking idiots out of our theater.
Oh, beautiful. Dude, that made it so worth the rental fee. Like,
that was the best part.
I just wanted somebody to be in the theater already when we walked in so I could fucking bounce them.
No,
and then those kids tried to sneak in and I heard the little motherfucker go, no, we're good. And then George is like, wrong theater, buddy. I'm like, private theater, homeboy.
And you know what I said? I was like, you got the wrong one.
Yeah. Wrong one, fool.
Well, you got the wrong one.
Yeah, those fools bounced out quick. That's my fucking Godzilla versus Kong.
We fucking pounced on them, dude. When I saw him walk in, I was like, wrong theater, dude.
That was literally capitalism. Like, no, you didn't pay. You don't get to be on the top of the boat. Get into the bottom of the fucking boat.
Meanwhile, while we're in line trying to bring like our group in, I'm just trying to pull in strangers. Be like, yo, y'all want to see Godzilla vs. Kong for free? We got extra tickets. Come on.
We got 13 extra spots.
Oh, you're going to go watch Mortal Kombat? That's a mistake.
That's a mistake.
Which we talked about on a Patreon episode.
Yeah, we go hard. Yeah, we go very much into Mortal Kombat.
Have you watched anything, Matthew?
I watched three movies, and I did two of them for Patreon, and I'm doing one of them in a minute.
All right, cool.
I'm still playing Binding of Isaac. Still playing Dead by Daylight. And I started playing River City Girls again, which River City Girls.
Is that anything with River City?
It's exactly the same thing, except instead of boys going to get their girlfriends back, it's girls going to get their kidnapped boyfriends back.
Is it like backwoods bitches?
No, it's like Tokyo schoolgirl bitches.
Ah, Tokyo Drift. Yes.
And dude, the soundtrack for that fucks, dude. It's so goddamn good. There's a song called The Hunt on there, and like, I've been having that song on repeat for like the last 2 weeks. You'll have to check it out. But River City Girls, yeah, it's like Double Dragon. It's like every other side scrolling beat 'em up and
beat 'em up.
And that's pretty much it. Ollie and I have been watching Disenchanted on
what is that?
On Netflix.
It's a show on Netflix, animated.
Yeah, yeah. It's the show that's done by Matt Groening. It looks an awful lot like Futurama, but it's like
Medieval. I watched a couple episodes and I was not not
it picks impressed. Up. It picks That's how up it was a bit. With
Futurama at first.
Yeah, but, it know? Picks up a bit. Yep. It's definitely got that Futurama That's charm weird to it.
For you to say that,
it's true.
It is.
I see Wiener.
And that's a great joke. That's kind of it. All
right.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
About you, little homie?
Believe it or not, dude. I mean,
I ain't watched shit.
Believe it or not, George isn't at home.
Yeah, we saw Kong versus. We saw Godzilla versus Schlong.
Yeah.
And I'd already seen that.
Or I'd pick up the phone. Where could I
do it? Homie, pull up, dude.
You've done that three times tonight. He's going to lose his
I'm already pulled,
mind.
Dude.
Okay, believe it or not, I'm not home.
I can't pull over anymore, dude. I can't pull up anymore.
Like that one, huh?
It's dumb.
No,
because I didn't mean like actually like where are you guys? Fucking normies. Like you're like good. he means he thinks we're waiting. He's waiting for us, dude.
It was good. It was good. Inside.
I mean, I'm pretty sure I got him.
I think you got him.
I'm pretty sure I got him.
Nah. I think that qualifies as a hunted Gotti. Mm-hmm.
It doesn't. It doesn't. Mm-hmm. Not with the minority, which is me.
No, see, if I had posted that interaction.
For the minority?
Yeah, of course.
No, see, that
I was outside.
I'm pretty sure that the only emoji responses to that were 100s.
Yeah, and you lots think of them. That matters, and I don't.
And
you didn't you get lots say, of them. You got one.
I only hear what I want to.
Exactly. And you got one.
Don't listen hard. Don't pay attention to the distance that you're running to anyone, anywhere.
Mm. Don't understand.
If you really care, I'm only hearing negative. No. Why are you so quiet?
Because it makes me cringe.
I turn the radio on. I turn the radio off.
And this woman was singing my song.
The movie fucking
Lovers
ruined
in
it.
Love.
And the others now run away. Lover is crying because the other won't stay. Some of us are only waiting for the other who was dying since the day they were born.
Yeah.
Come on, Red.
I saw Mortal Kombat the next day in the theater. And that fucking sucked. Okay. And then
Was your theater like full or was it?
We saw it in Dolby, which was a good idea because you want to see this shitty CGI and the lack of the techno song and great sound and
oh, yeah. And if you watch it on HBO Max, you can't hear it at all.
Can't hear shit.
But it was like. It was pretty packed, actually. Okay. And
what was the general reaction of the?
I'm walking out, and these Asians in front of me were like, "Oh yeah, that shit fell short, homie. That shit fell short." I'm like, "Fuck yeah, my little homie."
That's a mistake, dog.
Yeah, and then he's like, "Did you like it?" And he's like, "He didn't like it. He's not saying anything." So that's pissed. These are reviews from the public. That's go. Why people hate reviews are dumb.
Taking it to the street.
Unless they're from me, then those reviews are good.
Or unless they come from the Who Goes There podcast.
Reviews of reviews are good. So
we should start reviewing reviews.
It's kind of what I feel like. When Nick people Harris say reviews are that. Dumb, that's what they're doing. Got they're it. Reviewing reviews.
Anywho.
Anyway. So
wait a minute.
It's one of those circular things. And then I've watched this thing on Hulu called Sasquatch.
I saw that too.
You watched it?
It's real good.
Is it was it fucking cool. Three a movie, episodes. A show? Oh, docuseries.
It's a docuseries, yeah.
Investigative journalist up in the Emerald Triangle, which is the three counties up in Northern California where they grew a whole bunch of weed. They still do. Some of the best in the world. And there's a lot of shady shit going on there. And there's a lot of folklore about Bigfoot. And there's a lot of missing persons. And there's a lot of history there and a lot of fucked up history there. And it's on Hulu. It's three episodes. Pretty interesting.
Are we in agreement that Bigfoot's not a thing?
It will be a thing again.
No, but I mean, it's not a real thing.
No, we're not in agreement. Obviously. There's no way. I'm not in agreement about that. I don't know that. They find new animals every day. Cryptozoology is a real fucking thing.
I feel like a fucking 8 foot tall humanoid like creature human. Would probably be pretty apparent these days.
Yeah,
you would think,
but I don't
know. And it's like, but like the only photos we have are like blurry photos from 30 years ago.
Like I said, that doesn't mean I believe in it because of the photo, but do I know that no such creature exists? No, I don't.
Speaking of Bigfoot, I don't know if I ever talked about this book, but Devolution by Max Brooks. Deals with Yetis, and it's real good. If you like the style of World War Z,
or
Zombie Survival Guide, it's also it's by the same fella, and it's real good. So I highly recommend. The audiobook is fantastic.
Are we in agreement that the chupacabras is a real thing,
dude? Mm-hmm. I want to be back in the '90s, man. I want to be back there. I want to be back there.
Chupa, chupa.
I want to be back there where we have the fucking alien autopsy. We've got Chupacabra running wild. We got Bigfoot. We got fucking alien autopsies going on. And I'm like, I want to go back there.
You know what the trade-off
where
there's no internet.
Yeah. Where there's no internet. And trade-off I'm okay with that internet. because we've got Chupacabra. We've got aliens.
Saying that.
I don't want to stop saying it because I want it back.
No, I agree with him.
Dude,
the internet ruined wrestling too.
Get into cryptozoology, ass fucker.
Yep, that's what the SCP archives are all about, and I can only read about it. The
SLC punks are not into that.
The SLC punk is also into the SCP archives.
They don't even take aspirin, dude.
They don't even, dude.
That's dude. Yeah.
I want it back. I want it back. I want the magic.
You gotta get rid of the internet.
I want the eye peel from the fucking aliens' fucking eyeball. Yeah. I want that.
I feel the same way about wrestling.
They showed it's on just Fox.
Like, they showed it on Fox, dude. We were fucking like...
The '90s, bro.
We believe that shit. I believed it. I'm like, I don't want to watch that. I don't. No, dude. That's a fucking alien.
We've got those videos of like over Mexico City of the fucking like the lights going across. I'm like, I want to be there, dude.
And now the government's like, oh, aliens are real. UFOs are real.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Aliens are real, right?
You turned into such a skeptic somewhere along the way that like you don't even consider that some things are real.
Do you even believe anymore?
I don't, dude. I know.
It's not even you have to believe, but it's a possibility.
I also trust everyone, and I don't believe. That's how fucked up my life is. See, now.
Right. So you're not skeptical. You're not skeptical of what the official narrative is.
I'm like anti David Duchovny right now. I feel terrible about it.
Like, fuck, man.
If only you were antinatalist, too.
Dude, I want to believe.
I want to as well.
I mean, you can.
I want so badly to believe.
That's the poster we should make. I want really badly to believe.
Or, bitch, I might believe.
Bitch, I might be believing.
Yeah, man. And like Matt said, now that the government's like, yes, it's real. In the middle of a pandemic when Trump was fucking lighting the world on fire and a bunch of bullshit was going on, it was like fifth page, like, no, okay, who gives a fuck?
Wait, and they didn't say aliens are real, right? Just UFOs.
They said that they have a different term.
But I mean, did they give any indication that there is discovered life?
No.
Okay, they said they do not know
what that aircraft was.
Okay.
Yeah.
What that anomaly was. Fucking shit they
right,
don't know
so now they're
was.
Lying about that.
Yeah.
But they're admitting, they're admitting stuff, but lying is still. Like,
you know,
so,
there's a quote from George W. When he talks about, you don't know what you don't know. Or, fuck, I'm going to fuck this fucking quote up, and it's a fucking George
Can
W.
Can you not quote George W.?
No, but he's actually got a really great...
He seems like a cool old
he's
dude
got
now.
A, he's got
he
a great
quote. He seems like the kind of guy you want at your barbecue bringing the cocaine, but you don't want him in charge of your
That's
fucking barbecue. You
on,
don't want him in charge
Let
of grilling the fucking
Let me actually look this up
steak.
Before I look like
Nostalgia
a fuck.
Nostalgia is such a fucking sinister thing, I swear to God.
He said, like, America where wings take dreams or something, or...
He said fucking nothing but retarded shit for 8 years.
Yeah, but it was so funny. Like, he actually got his own show. That's my Bush. But like, nobody cared enough about Trump to give him that. But we're getting way off topic about fucking monsters and
dude, I just want to have the childlike nostalgia of aliens invading this fucking shitty planet and taking us away. Bro, I want to be abducted. I want to be anally raped.
You're thinking about it like...
I can arrange that. You're thinking
about it like Alien Nation. It's interdimensional. It's different vibrations. It's like, it's matter and energy.
You remember when the Scorpions
like you're thinking
did
of little ships
Alien
and stuff?
Nation?
That's the only like one version of it.
But that's what I want. Dude.
Okay.
I want ships.
Yeah, but you have to understand, Hardon Collider, there is a universe where that does happen. And then those people, since it's interdimensional, do come over here. See,
those
there's
people
a dimension
are like,
where that
I just
want to
believe that there's a world without aliens and
exactly.
without fucking monsters.
Hardon Collider, dude.
No, dude.
If you can think it, be it. What?
If you
what is he fucking looking up now
it,
on this podcast?
I'm trying to find the fucking Bush, the Bush quote that when he talks about the enemy that you know and the one that you don't know and the one that you don't know that you don't know.
Fool me once, shame on
exactly. Yeah.
Fool me twice. You fool me twice, you can't get fooled again.
That's the one I remember.
That's
the one. Yeah. That's
great. Anywho, what were we talking about?
And mission accomplished.
What else have you watched?
Honestly, that's it. Sasquatch and fucking the two horrible fighting movies and And
I watched fucking What About Bob?
Hell yeah. Oh,
dude.
I'm sailing, dude.
Sophia. Hi, Sophia. She had never seen What About Bob.
By the way, Sophia's having a rough week. And when you hear this, I love you very much. And I hope you're feeling better.
We all love you.
Oh, dang. Don't fucking.
Okay. I'll text her personally.
Oh, God. Don't do that.
His face.
What About Bob is fucking great.
It's an amazing movie.
It's an old white bitch movie, but it's a great old white bitch
Bill
movie.
Murray.
Bill Murray.
It's
Richard
a movie
Dreyfuss.
That really hits for anybody that's ever wanted to just fucking off themselves.
And I'm watching the film, and I feel like equal parts Richard Dreyfuss stiff ass and Bill Murray retard.
Yeah,
I feel like
exactly
equal parts.
That's kind of Rent in a nutshell.
Like 5 minutes to the next, you don't know which one you're getting. You really don't. And it's
then
hard
you've
to
got
tell.
You've got a shitty little son who sucks.
The son is dope. The son's like, we're all going to die anyway. So what difference does it make? It's like, fuck yeah.
Yeah, you're like, so, yeah. He's like, I don't know.
94?
I don't know what the fuck you just said, little kid.
No, that wasn't 94, bro. That was like 91. Because,
I think you're right.
Because I went and saw, well, I was supposed to be seeing What About Bob, but we went to the drive-in that was in Spring Valley, like right by the 54.
National City, homie.
Yeah, National City. There you go. I went there. My mom took us there to see What About Bob, and I instead put my headphones in, and out the back window, I watched a movie called Stone Cold starring Brian Bosworth, where he's a cop that infiltrates a biker gang.
I saw that movie with Point Break at the fucking drive-in in Imperial Beach.
You guys were at the same fucking theater.
No, he went to IB. Dude, but that movie's bonkers. Like, from what I remember,
it was bonkers back then.
Yeah.
And he has a mullet.
Yeah, he does. He's got a fucking power mullet.
And it was 91.
So he was stone cold before Steve Austin.
So speaking of re-believing in things, I have started to rewatch Fringe. Did you watch Fringe?
I did.
I like when it got all animated and they went to the other dimension.
Bro.
It got real shit in the last season.
No.
It did.
No.
It got better as it went along.
It got better.
What? Until the last season. And that's because like they had plans and then they're like, oh no, this is your final season. And not only that, we're chopping it in half.
So they
rushed everything in that final season.
Season 2, episode like 6 or something like that. Bro, that show is fucking incredible, man. It's a bad serialized show about fucking SCP archives, but fuck, man, is it great.
Oh no, I remember loving it.
It's so good.
And I can't meet somebody named Olivia without referring to them as Folivia now.
Yeah, exactly.
And it has Pacey.
Pacey,
it
dude.
It does have Pacey.
Yeah.
And Anna Torv.
And Broyles is like, bro, that brother, I want
Broyles fucks.
Broyles, I want, I'm like,
What was he in that we just did?
He was in fucking Godzilla versus King Kong.
Oh, yeah, for 8
boy.
Seconds.
Yeah, for
so
literally
what
8
we're about
seconds.
To do. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So, anywho, Fringe, if you haven't seen it in a while since the Folivia stuff and all that, I recommend a rewatch because it's got some genuinely scary stuff happening in the first, like, 2 seasons that are super, super great. And then I think that's it.
I really dug that show. And then there's fucking Bones that lasted like 12 fucking seasons.
I do want to mention
Bones.
What do you want to mention, dude? On Sunday, Sophia and I had a really nice brunch. And then we watched the Oscars, and I was really happy with a lot of
you're one of like 8 people that watch the Oscars.
I know. But you were talking about it last week, and you were hoping for Trial of Chicago 7, and it got shut out. So
oh, no, that's just because I bet on it, but...
That was a stupid bet.
Well, I'd literally seen none of those movies.
You don't want to bet on what you want to win. You want to bet on what will win.
Well, that's I haven't how, seen any of the movies, so
that's
I
why
know.
You
that's
suck
how
at
betting works.
That's how Monopoly works.
Should have just said, which movie has the most white people in it, because that'll probably win.
Nomadland, and you're kind of right. No, just kidding.
There you go.
That's why I was going for...
Unless it's last year and it's just Japanese people.
But yeah, Trent Reznor won
a second
Oscar for screenplay.
He just needs a Tony now.
Promising Young Woman won Best Original Screenplay.
Which is crazy.
Which is Emerald Fennel.
It's
which
fucking
is cool.
Crazy that that...
Chloe yeah. Zhao! I'm saying her last name wrong. She won the fucking for Nomadland, which is great. There's a lot of good stuff, man. It was cool. Yeah. It was really cool. A Korean elderly lady won Best Supporting Actress for Minari. Like, it was cool, dude. Yeah.
And to keep, you know, in things in perspective, the Oscars had the lowest viewership of all time.
Good. Oh, for sure. And they anticipated that.
Which is...
In the middle of a pandemic.
Well, I think it's because people are finally starting to realize that the Oscars are fucking garbage and they're stupid and they don't reflect the people. It's like arbitrary.
Well, no, they're not the People's Choice Awards, which have wonderful films like Fast and Furious on them.
Hell yeah.
They're not. Look. I get what you're saying, but it's a little better than, like, say, the Grammys, where you give, like, best metal album to Jethro Tull.
The fact that BTS don't have a Grammy is fucking stupid. Right. Like, how are you going to give Justin Bieber the best social artist award when, like...
Because he's better.
No, he's not. And BTS has, like... I mean, I'm just saying, like, for best social artist, BTS is way more socially engaged. They have, like, way stronger following. That's what I'm saying.
The Grammys suck.
But yeah, it's the movies, it's all stupid.
The
it's,
movies at the Oscars were, you know, having seen the majority of them, they were all very good.
Yeah, but even the Oscars, like, you pay to get nominated. You pay for...
Of course, it's an award show.
It's fucking... You don't pay for fucking... Like, if you got a fucking award in school, you don't pay to get nominated. It's fucking ridiculous.
Pay to play,
like,
dude.
Nah, see, that's
they run
stupid.
They run a campaign and all that. However,
yeah, so movies that can't afford to run a campaign have no chance.
Regardless of that, the movies that were nominated that I saw, the majority of, were all very good.
Like, if
I
you
saw them before they were nominated.
If you didn't have to, like, run Sound a campaign.
Sound of Metal won best sound and it won best fucking editing.
What's crazy about The Sound of Metal is it was like an Amazon original that just kind of dropped on the website.
Fuck
and
yeah.
It was like.
Well, so is Borat. And Borat won.
Yeah, but Borat something. Is fucking huge, high profile sequel to a film from 15
Rudy
years ago.
Giuliani won worst actor at the Razzies for, like, Borat.
I'm not going to feel bad about Sound of Metal getting two Oscars. I'm not going to feel bad. Or Trent Reznor getting best score. I'm not feeling. You can't convince me to feel bad about that.
You know what's crazy about Trent Reznor? Reznor, as, like, you like to say it.
What?
Reznor. I think he's doing such a great, like, movie scores are better than any of his other music he's ever done.
Well, you could hear beginnings of that with the little homie in between tracks on Downward Spiral and stuff like that.
Well, the ghost stuff was like basically a movie score.
Yeah. Oh yeah, and I tend to agree with you. I mean, except that I really love the, you know, his earlier angsty stuff prior to him getting sober and all that, when he was in his self-destructive phase and all that.
We know that people, when they get sober, they get lame.
Well,
it's one of the best
like later age transitions, especially from rock, that I can think of. You know what I mean?
Well, just beginning with the Social Network soundtrack, like, my God, like, fuck
yeah.
It's
I think the Girl with Dragon Tattoo soundtrack is really fucking underrated.
Yeah, like, the movie.
I fucking liked that movie a lot when I rewatched it too, a lot more than I did when it came out. Yeah, man. Yeah, I agree.
All right, cool. Any news we should get to before we take a break to talk about a movie?
I have not even looked. So
I did see a Netflix sizzle reel coming out, and one of the things notable for horror,
sizzle chest.
Besides, of course, we know about the Army of the Dead business.
It's coming.
But R.L. Stine's Fear Street, there's a Fear Street trilogy coming out this summer on Netflix. That's cool.
Fear Street was more for like teenagers, right?
Right.
And Slightly older than Goosebumps.
Yeah, and I hadn't heard about it, but it is generating, you know, understandably
some buzz
in this bitch. And Matt was texting me all week. He saw the trailer for the new Conjuring movie. He's super excited.
That's an absolute
I think,
lie.
I think, you know, he's vocally sort of like outwardly antagonistic towards the Conjurerverse.
Right.
I think he wants it.
I don't. I don't want to watch the movies. I didn't watch the last two or three of them that came out.
What does that mean? Yes, you did. You saw La Llorona. You saw The Nun.
I didn't watch the last two Annabelle movies. I think there was another one that's in the Conjuring universe.
So you know if you'll love them.
I know that I hate all of those movies. They all follow the same fucking formula where it's just white people standing around getting scared by loud noises, which
and
ultimately
fucking
scare
in a tent,
me.
And then a guy with a hockey mask shows up and kills
him. But see, that's different because, like, that's the thing is I don't go into fucking, and you always bring up Friday the 13th for some reason.
Dope. Like, the franchise sucks.
I mean, like,
because it's formulaic.
Okay, no, but it is formulaic, but it's a formula that I fucking like because it's not pretending to be anything it's not. The Conjuring is like, look how scary we are, but it's fucking just
loud noises. That's it. Friday the 13th doesn't go out there and like, oh, we're going to win a best fucking Oscar, best screenplay. Like, no, they don't. They're like, hey, what? Or not best Oscar, but like best picture, you know, like
Oscar for music.
Dude. They don't. They're just like, hey, Conjuring tits, blood and gore. Oscars? It doesn't matter if you can act or not. You want to show your tits? Cool. You can be in our movie. But The Conjuring, it's like the scariest film since The Exorcist. No, it's fucking not.
Isn't that like the marketing?
Yes. But why are you going to market a film like that when it's not anything like that? Friday the 13th doesn't do that.
From people
Friday the 13th is like, hey, you like fucking people getting their heads cut off? You like hockey masks? Come out this summer.
I remember someone, a quote for Friday the 13th, it said, better than the birth of Christ. And I was like, I don't know. I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know who said that, but if Jesus were real, then I would agree.
Yeah.
Because well, he's done nothing real. But problematic
but
shit.
But either way, that's on them, right? The person who said that, not the movie.
Well, yeah.
Right.
And since it wasn't me that said it, I can easily say that person's a fucking
idiot.
Okay,
we'll be right back to talk about a movie. It's Godzilla versus King Kong.
The Conjuring, The Devil Made Me Do It, coming out this summer.
Godzilla versus King Kong.
Versus Kong. He's no longer Schlong. A king, thank you very
fucking
much.
Fucking say Schlong. God. Godzilla versus Schlong, guys. We'll be back.
Cockzilla versus Schlong.
Cockzilla versus Conjuring, dude.
Hey, guess what?
I don't even know what you're talking about. Fuck The Conjuring.
Hey, guess what? We're freaking back, homie! We're gonna talk about a movie. A movie called Cockzilla versus Schlong, directed by Adam Wingard, and starring a bevy of morons.
A bevy of who gives a shit.
Can I give my review?
Sure.
It's what I think of this movie. This movie fucking sucks, dude. What the fuck? What in the world were they thinking when they created this fucking movie? Because it sucks. It sucks. Fuck this movie. Fuck you if you like it. You go to hell.
You go to hell and you die.
Rhett, what'd you think of Godzilla? Cockzilla.
Cockzilla versus Schlong.
Is the worst.
It's not the worst. It's like, it's pretty fucking lame though. I'll tell you that. But I mean, I had seen it about a month earlier on HBO Max. And here's the thing, man. Here's where we divert. I do see the appeal. And the reason I see the appeal, why audiences seemingly like this quite a bit, and even some critics, is because most people are fucking retards, right?
True.
So, if they like Fast and Furious, of course they would like this. If they like the Transformers, not anymore, because it took a little while for them to realize they sucked. But the same thing will probably happen here, you know, when the CGI becomes more dated than it already is. But, yeah, of course they'd like this. So I do think it has some style. I think it leans into being fucking ridiculous, obviously, like very quickly and very hard. I think some of the fights are a little more entertaining than I anticipated them to be, being that it's just two fucking CGI cartoons fucking hitting each other. All of the human stuff is very disposable to me. I liked certain parts of the black podcaster conspiracy dude because he sounded like me.
Well, dude, any of the times when he was like, it's a podcast, I was like,
podcast is rotting your brain. You're like, you got to sample that. I like there was a Hispanic overlord bad guy that looked just like Jorge.
I don't see that.
He didn't. I just kept saying, that's you, dude. That's you.
What's his name? He was in...
it's Ricardo Montalban.
Is it really?
No.
Oh, okay. Because he was in Weeds. He was the drug kingpin in Weeds.
Here's the thing, though. So me attacking any of the human stuff, none of the Godzilla movies had good human stuff. None of the Godzilla versus King Kong in the 60s didn't have good human stuff. They never have. Like, come at me. Like, no, they don't. It's all filler.
You know what we think about the humans? And they say that a hero will save us. I'm not gonna stand here and wait.
Is that George Strait, dude?
You fucking wish.
Yeah, right. Hey, you like George Strait? Name one of his dead daughters.
Does he have a dead daughter?
Fuck yeah, you don't know shit about George Strait. He also had the biggest concert in North America 5 or 6 years ago. You don't know that either.
I do. That was the Cowboy Rides Away tour, bitch.
You don't research.
I think he was watching it live.
So why don't you know about his dead fucking daughter, dude?
Because I don't care about his personal life. I only care about his music.
Oh, his views.
Jorge Strait.
I don't care about his views.
Yeah. I don't care about his views. I just want to see his views.
So, they threw the hollow earth in there. They threw a fucking electromagnetic rail. They threw everything in this fucking thing. And I'm okay with that. Like, I'm okay with that. I am. I'm okay with that because it's a fucking giant monkey fighting a giant fucking lizard.
You're a fucking giant monkey.
Right? Here's my problem.
Fuck my tight little monkey hole.
My problems with it, again, is like, well, I'll get into this shit later. Look, I thought some of the fight choreography was better than I anticipated it to be. But all in all, it's just really dumb and really forgettable, honestly, to me. Like, for the most part. Matt, what do you think?
I want to know when movies with 90% CG are going to be start calling animated films. Because that's what this is.
Yeah.
There's a lot of problems with this movie. And if you're going to advertise a movie with two fucking giant monsters fighting, give me a movie with two fucking giant monsters fighting. You want to know when they fight? The 40-minute mark? The 120 minute, or not 120 minute mark, but an hour 20, so 40 minutes after that, and then a little bit later. There's three fucking monster fights in a two-hour movie full of who gives a fuck.
Yeah.
All of that Hollow Earth, don't fucking care. All of that Millie Bobby Brown and getting from fucking US to Hong Kong in 3 seconds, don't fucking care.
Millie Bobby Brown in this movie fucking sucks. Dude,
and like,
she fucking sucks.
Okay, the monster fights were tight. I like the way Godzilla looked. And I like the way
getting ripped off.
I like the way Kong looked. When they actually fought, aside from looking dark and being hard to spot, like, it was fucking awesome when they were fighting. Also, gorillas can't fucking swim. So Kong coming up out of the water and pulling himself onto the
gorillas
boat.
Gorillas can't swim.
They can't.
And lizards can't shoot fire out of their mouth.
Yeah. This one can, motherfucker.
Exactly. So this one can fucking swim.
But also,
dude,
like, no, theoretically.
Because of their muscle density, he would fucking sink like a stone.
Because of his muscle density, he wouldn't be able to walk around if he was big.
Or breathe.
So it's not fucking realistic. That's why there's no animals like him that are that big on the land.
He's still proportionate to a gorilla.
Dumb.
Is what I'm saying. He's proportionate to a gorilla. Doesn't make sense.
Let's address this first encounter they
also
have.
What are skull crawlers? They never fucking announced that.
They were from the Jack Black movie.
Okay, so you have to have seen the other skull movie Island. Without even knowing. Yeah, oh, it's from Skull Island?
Yeah.
It's a connected universe. Shit, I didn't even realize that. Like, I thought it was, Alia said it was from the Bryan Cranston Godzilla. I've also never seen another King Kong movie. This was my first one. What? So. Yeah.
Ever?
Ever.
The 30s?
I've never fucking cared.
It's a great
movie. I've never cared.
You've been alive since the 30s. You haven't seen a single one?
No.
The one in the 30s is fucking great, dude. For what it's just unbelievable they did that shit back then. It really is. No, man. As far as spectacle goes, it's the birth of that, dude. Like, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah.
You haven't seen it, but you're adamant that what I'm saying is false.
No, I'm just saying, okay. I'm agreeing to be dismissive. I did not like this movie. It's even harder to sit through a second time because, like, at least when you watch it the first time, you have the anticipation of there's going to be a monster fight. There's going to be a monster fight. But then, like,
you're harder to sit on the second time.
After that, I mean, well, that's because it's more engorged. But, like, you after that first like monster, you're waiting and waiting and waiting. And then, like, it's 40 minutes when they're on the fucking that ship. And then there's a monster fight that lasts 5 minutes, which is cool. It's a good long fight. And then nothing for 40 minutes.
Let me tell you, can I talk to you guys about the first encounter they have on the boats?
Absolutely not.
Okay. So here's what I'm going to say.
Not allowed.
This is an encounter between Godzilla, who lives in the fucking water, some fucking boats, and a giant fucking monkey that's on the boats.
He's a gorilla. Thank you very much.
A 30-second fight.
Just tail whip the boats.
And he starts doing that, by the way. They start this out by him just fucking up boats. And then somehow, miraculously, that's the thing. How it's mounted, though, what Adam Wingard does with angles and with fucking Kong throwing a ship and then it twists around. Like, there's some cool shit he does with style to me. Mm-hmm. But anyway, Then the fucking Kong has got his ass whooped, and then Godzilla could just take another 30 seconds and finish the job, but they say, turn everything off, turn everything off. So Godzilla is like, he's fucking absolutely just fucking...
He's smart enough to know that...
The dumbest motherfucker who ever lived.
There's other Titans around, and he's smart enough to know to attack the base that has the Titans in them. He doesn't understand that a giant breathing gorilla... And the gorilla's still fucking breathing.
Well,
if that girl can hold like the fucking wall and feel his heartbeat, like there is no way Godzilla
Okay. So I don't necessarily think that aspect of it is that sort of like jarring to me, because like ultimately Godzilla is just looking for a radioactive.
Yeah, but he would kill
foods,
he foods. Would source.
He would kill him. Yeah, that's the thing. That's
but I don't think that his point is to kill King Kong.
Here's my
it's
thing.
To get to talking, the it's to get to the juice.
I'm talking about the sequence.
For Godzilla? No, Godzilla, it's he's just flexing. That's what it is. It's like they said that's why he, because Millie Bobby Brown, yes, when she's running
after, there can't be two alpha males.
Yeah, when that she's is, running after her that. When she's running after her dad, she's like, why would Godzilla put on a something display? Like a what is it? He's fucking fluffing up his feathers, a dominance display or something, if there wasn't another Titan. And
yeah, it's not one or the other. It's both.
Well, it's because Godzilla doesn't care about being dominant. He wants the radioactive juice.
No, he needs to be the only one.
It is also why they're fighting. Why they fight is not the radioactive juice.
Yeah.
They it fight is
because the ships are already
trying to be alpha male. They say that very clearly.
They say it, but they're dumb humans.
No, dude. No. And it's clear at the end also. The only reason they reach a stalemate is because of Mechagodzilla.
Yeah. And Godzilla has no interest in the juice. It's just fucking.
What?
Look,
yeah, Godzilla has no interest in that.
He has interest in the juice.
He has interest in the juice. He has
interest in beating King Kong's ass.
When does he have interest in the juice?
Because that's the whole point. Because they fucking make
Mechagodzilla. Why does he never go to fucking Antarctica? If it's in fucking Antarctica, Godzilla makes no attempt to get to that juice. Kong doesn't want the juice, but they're like, yo, let's take him up here to this. Let's get these planes and fly this enormous gorilla to Antarctica and tell him, like, go in there.
Because that's not where
he's talking about the eye of Mechagodzilla.
Yeah, that's
you
it's a reactor core. It's a reactive. It's a radioactive core.
Yeah, that's why he attacked that outpost at the beginning, because it was fucking sick. That there's no King Kong there.
No, so but the Mechagodzilla was there. Yeah. That's another Alpha Titan.
No, it's not because he's an Alpha Titan. There's an energy surge that was there. That's right, what GLaDOS. He was responding toward.
GLaDOS, yes.
Right. I don't give a fuck. The AllSpark, who cares?
Oh, right. Hell yeah.
What's right. AllSpark?
It's what? Transformers bullshit.
Oh, I don't know anything about Transformers.
The one ring except to the rule cartoon them all.
Said twat in it, and nobody fucking believes me, but it did say twat.
So what I'm saying is it's both of those things, right? Now, what I'm saying, though, about this encounter is that it's a stupid first encounter.
Oh, yeah, none of it matters.
Well, no, because it's a stupid first encounter because it makes me think Godzilla is really stupid. Also, that's again, I get this movie's not supposed to be realistic. I'm not talking about the realism here. I'm saying, does it have to be aggressively dumb? Like, for instance, there must be something to do to distract him. So the person who comes up with this is not the military. It's this fucking white bitch fucking scientist who's like, shoot those things and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And the military guys are like, oh, we got those.
Death charges.
Like, why can't you rewrite
that?
Oh,
my God.
Yeah. Why wouldn't they know how to do death charges?
Yeah.
I'm saying, does it have to be aggressively
stupid?
They
totally forgot that they're on a fucking battle cruiser.
That's what I'm saying. So like that. Yeah. But then, like, as far as these other fights, like Matt said, I really enjoyed the fights when they happen. Mm-hmm. In fact, I think the fights in this movie are superior to another film that supposedly has fights.
Yeah.
And it's crazy because these are cartoon monster fights. These are not even people fights.
But they were so tight, dude. When they were on that boat and like they first went like head to head for the first time and Kong just fucking clocked him one. I'm like, good for you.
Good for you.
But then it's like, bitch. It's like you knew from the beginning neither one of them was going to win. Like it was just... It was going to end in a draw. Like, I didn't see Mechagodzilla coming because, like, I don't know enough. Look, but I'm like, there's no way they're going to make one of them the clear winner because then they can't do a sequel off of it.
Sophia, a couple months ago, because I was talking about it, how we were going to do a show on it eventually. She's like, well, who do you think wins? And I explained how it went in the old one, in the Japanese version, Godzilla won. In an American one, King Kong won. I said, in this one, what's going to happen is this. They're going to fight. Then they're going to have a common enemy. And then team up against the common enemy.
Yep.
And that was so dumb.
And it's of like course Godzilla's, that's what fucking happened.
Godzilla's been beating the shit out of Kong. Kong is largely ineffective at everything. Like what? In the beginning, that one black scientist, he's like, you don't think the king can defend himself? It's like, no, he fucking can't. The humans had to save him at every turn.
Well,
even when they went into Hollow Earth and like those fucking winged bat things got on him, they had to shoot him with like, they had to shoot those things off of Kong. And then Kong ate their fucking brain like he did something. He didn't do shit. The human saved him the whole time. And then he gets fucking pounded by Godzilla until Mechagodzilla shows up. And then that little girl's like, oh, he's the enemy. And he goes, oh, fuck, my bad.
You're right.
Let me forget this guy's been beating my ass for weeks, days, months. Who even knows at this point?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I actually think it did a good job in the sense of what they did was they turned Godzilla into the antagonist. He's the thing that shows up and he's antagonizing our protagonist, which in this case is Kong. Even though he's not an outright villain, he's the thing. He's not the one driving the
thing. Yeah, they're attempting to make Kong the good guy.
Correct.
Yeah.
Which I think is, if you're going to do this, you have to come up with something to drive it forward. And it's as good a way of doing it as any to me. But I mean, first round, very clearly, Godzilla wins. The second round, Kong wins. He's got the axe. It demonstrates his agility, which I think is like at least worthwhile. But then I think they did a very good thing showing that this is not much of a fight in the third round where Godzilla's like, fuck you, no holds barred. I'll scrape the fuck out. He kills him.
Wait, when was the second battle?
Second battle was in the city when he had the axe and he
So when was the third battle?
It was after that.
The one with Mechagodzilla.
Not yet. No, and that's the fourth battle really. But I'm talking about there's three rounds
where he basically fucking, wait, didn't he almost kill Kong again? When he had the axe?
There's three.
So Godzilla fucked up Kong twice.
On the first one and the third one. Kong knocked him out.
He fucked him up down on the boat, and then they fought in the city.
And Kong fucking got a leg up on him.
Kong got a leg up on that one.
He whooped him for a bit, but didn't Godzilla just like come back? But like it was within seconds, right?
Seconds. No, but I don't think it was within seconds. But Godzilla said no holds barred and fucking scraped him up. And fucking, and effectively, he was dying. They had to restart his fucking heart. Yeah, playtime
is over.
And I think that's like, that's good. They did that because, this isn't much of a fight.
So, like, Shang Tsung came out and jumped his heart.
However, finish
him.
But it's like, he didn't finish him. That's what I mean. It is context because then when you got Godzilla fighting Mechagodzilla, Mechagodzilla's taking him out because Godzilla has no agility. He can't come at him with an axe. He's fighting a thing that's shaped like him, that's stronger than him, that's faster than him, that's more durable than him. You know, King Kong can come up and fucking axe this motherfucker and do fucking stuff that the other guy couldn't.
Yeah, suddenly Kong knows how to fight.
He has to develop, that's where it has to be fighting ability.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because you could have a stronger opponent, one that's more powerful, but if the other guy's, like, this is why Captain America can fight Iron Man. Iron Man is Godzilla. Captain America is fucking King Kong. He can fight.
I know the concept's been done to death. Like, it's not the first time that
I'm a dork.
That Mechagodzilla has had, or I'm sorry, that like a giant robot has had like a human fucking controller, right? Yeah. But I don't think I've ever seen an ape so badly before from another movie. This fucking, I'm looking at it and I go, Guillermo del Toro has got to be pissed about this.
Oh, what was that?
Because fucking the Pacific Rim. Whole Mechagodzilla with
what do they call them?
Kaijus?
Not kaijus. The Geiger or what do you
call them? Oh, the Jaegers.
Jaeger.
I got to think that like this whole thing is Jaeger. Like they were like, well,
fucking Jaeger.
They're like Jaegers. Good idea. And I'm like, well, that's okay.
Why are they called Jaegers?
It's not like the first time it's been done, dude. Like Robot Jocks was a thing. But man, this whole mind melding with the
Ultraman was a thing.
You know who did it better?
Voltron.
District 9, dude.
Well, even Spider-Man, Japanese Spider-Man did it better back then. Like I understand, but to ape the idea so hard.
Did you hear the Robotech rights got freed up?
Fuck yeah, dude.
Dope. All right, go. Sorry.
I just don't. I'm none of it. Any of the contrivances with Mechagodzilla. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Well, I saw that coming from like 15 minutes in. Cool. Mechagodzilla, great.
And that whole fucking Hollow Earth part, really easy to fall asleep during. I did that pretty good. You know what?
I think that's the kind of stuff little kids would love, though, honestly. I mean, that they have more, they do world building here. They have Hollow Earth. They have a bunch of stuff in between the fights that we think is really silly, but it would be very diverting.
Just feels like padding.
I kept waiting for fucking John Williams. Banana, na na, banana, na na, banana, na na.
I like that there were fights with those buzzard fucking things, though, and they had those other things. They're all CGI, but I liked that they were trying.
I liked that bat snake thing, but like it was so quick. It was over in a matter of seconds.
It rips off his head and drinks his blood.
You know what was real funny, though, is when fucking Kong did that action movie trope where he's jumping away from the explosion.
Oh, it was bad.
Off like, the boat. Dude, it was so bad.
It was McClane jumping off Nakatomi Tower right there.
He's standing on the fucking boat and he looks down. He sees Godzilla charging up his attack and he goes, uh-oh. And then he fucking jumps in slow motion off the ship into the water as like the aircraft carrier is exploding behind him.
What was your favorite part of this film?
Of Godzilla versus Kong. I mean, the fights. Like, it has to be the fights. Like, and I mean, to me, all of the fights were really hard to see. Like, with the first fight.
You said that when we walked out. I thought they did a good job with lighting.
The first fight, when they're on the boat, there's so much. Like, there's a few shots that are real good, but once they get into like actually fighting, there's so many cuts, there's so much like shaky cam, there's so much ocean spray coming up, and then when they go in the water, it's so dark and hard to see. It's
a little disorienting. Yeah,
right. You know, and it's like, I mean, I get it, like there's chaos because it's two giant monsters fighting and you can't just have these two monsters just standing on a screen punching each other. But then when they get in the city, it's like they're surrounded by so much neon, but that neon was bright enough to make the monsters themselves even darker.
I thought that was a really good. I mean,
looked cool.
I thought that looked great.
Once the fight started, it's like it was hard for me to follow the fight.
I also thought it was really fucking admirable in that sense, because it's not lazy, of the last fight was in daylight. So they had a thing of, even though it was in the same city, they switched up the feel of each fight a little bit. And doing it in daylight, that means these CGI things are exposed. So at the very least, if they don't look photorealistic, it needs to look consistent.
And it's a cartoon at least, yeah.
It needs to be a pretty good looking cartoon. And it was. And that brings me to the death toll in this must be fucking stratospheric.
Yeah.
Oh, no. They destroy the whole city and watch. It's like two people were admitted to the hospital.
Well, and also everyone's fucking, or all these people are, or on the other hand, all these people are dying. And of course, all our protagonists are fine.
Oh, when Kong crushed that ship or the jet with that bitch in it.
That was
so good. Because he just like, and just like dropped it. Like, I don't even care. You're just a bug.
Absolutely. He saw who it was. He's like, let me see who the... Oh, it's this bitch.
He's like, oh, it's the finest chick in this whole fucking country.
A huge fucking thing to me about this, though. Like, you didn't see Godzilla, the first one, 2014? Not the first one, but the...
The Bryan Cranston one?
Yes.
Yeah, I did.
Okay. One thing, and that one, you know, the big complaint about that was it took way too long to get to Godzilla by that one. Which, again, is very similar to the old Godzilla movies, particularly the first one, right? But... What I think that director did a great job of was scale. Like showing the scale of this monster in comparison to other human-sized things. Rogue One. And he was big on scale in Rogue One.
You had that scene where like the train was traveling by Godzilla and it looked immense.
Right. Now this one, right out of the gate, like I'm getting like... people in a shot, and then I get a shot of a CGI thing, and they look the same size because they're not, but they, you know what I'm saying? The scale was not there a lot of the time. Very rarely were they giving me a sense of scale.
Yeah, there was one scene in particular where I think you and I were like in agreement where he's in Antarctica.
Yeah.
And he's in that big giant, like,
he looks tiny.
He looks tiny, which I thought was kind of cool because it showed the immensity of the cave.
But that was the idea, to show how immense the environment is, but there's nothing to show the human scale in the shot. So it ends up looking just like, this isn't appealing to me if it's just an ape. Like I need to understand, I need to feel the size, like of the deed.
And this is all pretty like nitpicky shit about a movie about a fucking giant lizard and a giant monkey.
I don't think scale is. I think scale.
Well, no, that's what I mean. What I'm getting at is that like we're talking about nitpicky shit in this movie, but ultimately, like if you're gonna have a film about a giant lizard and a giant lizard robot and a giant monkey fighting,
giant lizard robot,
make it look like a giant everything. Like that's the troubling part, is that it all looks like scale model buildings with normal looking
when they're fighting in the city, it doesn't really feel like a city because I'm not getting the scale.
Yeah.
It looks like some highly detailed CGI that they're smashing into, which I'm like understanding is representing a city, but I don't, it's not like, and again, I'm not looking for photorealism here. Well, that would have been nice, but you know, but you get what I'm saying, Matt, about the mm-hmm. scale thing?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. And that's the thing. I mean, what do I really want out of this movie? Like, what do
I want fucking monsters fighting.
Want more monsters fighting, huh?
That's when you put verses
in the fucking title. I don't know you can do that for 2 hours.
Sure you can. The Raid was literally 2 hours of fucking fighting. Well, even Pacific Rim, like, it wasn't 2 hours of fighting, but it was significantly more fighting. It had actual character development in the first movie. I don't know about the second
movie. The second movie was trash.
But like, the first one was fantastic. It had actual character development. You actually gave a shit about this world and what was going on in it. But like, everything with
Godzilla versus Schlong is better than Pacific
Shut
Rim.
The fuck up.
Today we cancel the apocalypse. I'm leaving. I'm fucking leaving.
Well, that's. I mean, we're talking about a movie that's supposed to be satiristic. Pacific Rim is it?
Yeah, no. Pacific Rim is infinitely better than this.
Oh, dude.
Well, it is.
I don't know. Fights are better.
You're dumb.
Nah.
But like,
and it's got that suck ass from fucking Tron Legacy in it.
As dude, like it's got that protagonist. Bitch from fucking Sons of Anarchy. Fuck him.
That's right.
Charlie Hunnant. I hate him.
Hunnant?
I hate the way he fucking says family. It's just like nails on a chalkboard to me.
He's actually really good in a film called The Lost City of Z.
Does he fake an American accent?
I think he fakes a British accent.
He's British.
That's why he doesn't fake it.
Yeah. Like, that's why he says family. Stupid.
Isn't he Australian?
Family.
Isn't he Australian?
Well, maybe. I mean, but either what
we don't know the difference. We're
like,
idiots.
The point is, everything with humans in it was fucking terrible.
Yeah, I mean the
nope. He's from Newcastle, England.
What? It was one of the Skarsgårds who was the dude, right?
Alexander, I think.
Dude, he's the Skarsgård.
I'm sorry.
To me, he's the Skarsgård.
He's not Pennywise. He's the other Skarsgård.
You're right. He's not Pennywise. He's Eric from True Blood. He's also. Mikos. Is it Mikos? Dude, from Zoolander.
I have a strange sense of humor, as you may be aware.
I had no idea.
And him looking into the camera with his vacant fucking stares over and over again. I just don't, I don't really like his get down, dude. Like, his character was just nothing, too. Like, you know, and then he's going to go, let me go. That's what I mean. I just feel really, here's what it is. I feel really insulted. It doesn't have to be aggressively stupid. They've got Kong in this fucking compound mm-hmm. and this lady's there with this little indigenous kid who can talk to him. And it takes him 5 minutes to convince them, let us take Kong with the military so we can take him to Hollow Earth. And
you want to use him as a weapon
and put him in. And she's like, okay.
Yep. Well,
he might know his family might be. It's just like, dude, this is aggressively stupid.
It's so
come up
dumb.
With a better premise, dude.
And like, I don't know. I don't know why I expected more from Kong, but like to just fly him like most of the way around the world and then be like, your family might be in there, and him to be like, oh fuck, okay, like
I
kind of feel like he'd be smarter than that. And I do feel like we're just nitpicking shit because honestly, my biggest gripe is. It's a movie where I expected monster fights and I hardly got any monster fights, and everything in between was just fucking agonizingly
dumb,
painfully dumb and boring.
And boring a lot of the time.
Like that whole, like,
at least I mean, that's what I mean. They did try some visual flourishes though, which I appreciate.
And see, like we rented out the theater. So we had like just our friends in there and it was like 10 to 15 people. But like when they started doing that whole story, you heard me in the fucking movie. It was like 20 minutes in and I'm like, I'm lost. What are they doing? As soon as they started talking to Skarsgård and fucking the Mexican boss dude showed up, I'm like, what is even happening here? I don't understand what they're saying. And then Skarsgård's brother tried to go and do this expedition before, but like they didn't.
That was from another movie.
They didn't take into consideration the gravity swap and like. When they get to the middle like of Hollow Earth, is there like
because you get
an Earth but then another Earth?
You get like, yeeted up the Earth's anus.
But why is there two Earths in like two terrains in the middle of the Earth? Like if you're in
Hollow Earth, dude, shut up.
No, but it doesn't make any sense.
And where's the light source?
Where's the fucking core? Where's the molten magma?
No, what's the light? No, that's not what Hollow Earth says. There isn't that. That's the theory.
Hmm.
So we don't have magma. So they're saying that the science is false.
Well, of course. And that's the theory. That's an actual theory that there's a lot more going on in the earth than the official narrative would say.
Well, yeah, but they didn't touch reptilians in this.
They did, actually.
A big Godzilla. Giant reptilian.
Well, yeah, but he wasn't.
They talked of an ancient war. Thank you for bringing this up. Between lizards and monkeys.
Hmm.
And what do you know? And then there's a conspiratorial guy talking about Illuminati the whole time.
Oh, you mean it's
time.
like and there's fucking dinosaurs and cavemen, dude?
This is a propaganda film.
Oh boy. All right, well that's
I did like the little battle tournament thing at the very beginning where they're doing all that info dump and stuff, and it's like
during defeated, the opening credits?
Defeated. Again, yeah. And then it's like
better than Mortal Kombat, right? See,
dude, like that, I'm like, fuck yeah, like, you're giving me like a wrestling style tournament. Yeah, it was like the chance.
Like Rocky IV, I'm like, yeah, defeated. I'm like, oh, this is dumb.
Yeah, but then can you imagine if there was a fucking tournament to crown like the ultimate fighter or whatever,
and then it
ended in a fucking draw and everybody just went home and didn't have a champion?
Well, by the way, I thought Mechagodzilla actually was pretty well executed. I mean, what did you think of that?
Yeah.
I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah.
I liked what they did with that. And I liked, too, when the guy was controlling him, that when he fucking sliced the thing in half, that it showed him smiling and enjoying, like, the fucking sadism of it. Like, that he was making this, that he was getting off on the power of it, which made it kind of a horrific scene. And, you know, it's one of the few moments where it showed, like, Adam Wingard's old personality.
Yeah.
Of
when he was making other bad movies?
No. When he was making smaller scale horror films.
Yeah.
You know? And again, I like The Guest and I like Your Next. And you guys like The Guest.
Right? I like The Guest, but that's it.
And I like the neon in The Guest. And this has neon like The Guest.
It's got neon.
I did not like Your Next. I didn't like his VHS segments. I really did not like Blair Witch. He told me to suck it on Twitter.
The eye segment on VHS, that was bad. All right. Well, that's it for Godzilla versus King Kong. It was not good. What are we talking about next week, fellas?
Next week was Behind Leslie the Mask, Vernon. The Rise of Leslie Vernon.
Jesus.
Next week starts Serial Killer Week.
We are starting Serial Killer Month.
Wow.
Next month, though, I'm going out of town. Matt's got a surgery coming up, so thoughts and prayers and Patreon dollars, please.
Mm.
And preferably the last one. And yeah, we've got opera coming up from Dario Argento.
Yeah.
We've got
Henry Portrait of a Serial Killer.
Yes, and then it ends with Spiral, the new Chris Rock joint.
Which looks fucking awful, man. That trailer that they dropped in front of this movie,
his face when he's acting dramatically, like, and looking all tormented.
It looks fucking hilarious.
Spiral looks fucked, and I'm excited for it, and I'm here for it.
Can you not say here for
it? Oh, it looks so bad.
And that's episode 306 for the Who Goes There podcast. This is Jorge signing out.
This is Matt.
And this is Red.
We'll see you next week. Hopefully it's not another bad movie.
Bye, Sophia. It's not a bad movie. We know what it is.
Bye.
I'm not going to worry wrinkles in my brow. Nothing's ever going to be all right, no how. No matter how I struggle and strive, never get out of this world alive.